Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the Edmore Sawgrass Chevrolet Studios, Ed Morse is going to save you. Visit EdmoreSawgrass.com. This is South Florida High School Sports.com Radio on Miami Sports Radio 560 WQAM, 96.5 FM HD2, and streaming at WQAM.com.
And that is us back for hour number two up until 8 o'clock. Larry Bluestein, Dan Day, and all of you. And we thank you for taking part in our South Florida High School Sports Radio Show each and every Monday night, driven by AutoNation, the great people at AutoNation who helped this show run, along with UHealthSportsMedicine.com. So we are, tell you what, Dan, the last couple of weeks listening to your updates and all my youth is disappearing. Bob Gibson, Tom Seaver, and then Joe Morgan.
Oh, man, Bob Gibson. Man, yeah. Unbelievable.
I mean, this is, I mean, you guys, this is my youth. I'm an OG, but this was what I grew up with, and seeing Bob Gibson finish with a 1.25 earned run average over a season. Or, you know, watching somebody like a Joe Morgan, who was great with Houston, great with Cincinnati, and then obviously Tom Seaver, being a Met fan as I have been since the beginning, you know, so it's kind of tearing all, tearing my youth apart, but that's part of this existence. You lose people that are very influential in your life, and certainly it's crazy. But if you missed our first hour, just go right over to WQAM.com. Go up to where it says On Demand and then come down to the South Florida High School logo, and you could click on all of our guests this evening. So anybody that you may miss and anything that you may miss or you missed in the first hour or maybe you have to go out this evening, you could always catch up with us. As we said, high school football is returning every week with new teams. A couple of weeks ago, as we said, we watched Champagnat and American Heritage and Chaminade and other schools, Monsignor Pace, kind of start things off. And this last week, one of the top teams in the area, Cardinal Gibbons, got things underway. And this is a program that you have to watch out for. There are a lot of good players, a lot of good seniors. And one of those seniors is kind enough to join us this evening. Linebacker Jack O'Keefe, who certainly checks all the boxes, size, speed, passion, playmaking ability, and also gets it done in the classroom. Jack, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me.
Anytime. What's this last 4 or 5 months been for you? Because, I mean, you're one of those guys that we always talk about that are trying to make enough impressions on college coaches that they're going to finally snap themselves awake and say, hey, his kid could play. And he's got all the things that you want. He's got the size. He's got the speed. He's an intelligent kid, gets it done in the classroom. How many times did you lay kind of in bed at night thinking that when you were in your quarantine portion of this that, hey, I'm missing out. You know, no spring, no summer. Those are two vital times for me. What was it like in the mind of Jack O'Keefe?
Well, I thought about that a lot, but I think my coaches, like Coach DeBuck and Coach Montiel, are trying to do everything they can to try and get me exposure with college coaches. It's kind of just a really hard time for that right now, because the recruiting classes are a lot smaller, and it's just a lot more complicated now because there was no camps, there was no spring, like you said. But I've just been trying to just stay focused on football, and in the previous months, I was just praying and hoping that we would have a season, and my coaches fought hard to get us back out on the field, and I was just running and lifting. I was fortunate enough to have a gym in my house, so I was still able to lift every day, and I invited my teammates over whenever they wanted to get in work with me too. So I just continued to work hard and pray for the season to come, and it finally did.
Yeah, no doubt. You talk about leadership. Is that overrated, do you think? Do you think it's overrated to have kids on your own team be leaders, or does that need to happen?
I think it needs to happen. I think, especially for the younger kids, they need older, more experienced players to look up to kind of show them what to do and show them what to do once they're gone. Because especially like the younger kids, they might not even know how to play a position or know what to do. And I think the leaders of the team can kind of show them what to do and show them the ropes.
No doubt. Jack O'Keefe is joining us. He's a senior linebacker at Cardinal Gibbons High School in Fort Lauderdale. Not just another guy. I mean, he, like we say, he checks all the boxes, and including academics. Talk about your academics, because that to me is like the biggest selling point ever. I mean, it you have academics, and that's something that no college coach doesn't even have to think about. Talk about that, and who instilled that? Has that always been something that your parents have made sure that before you go out and play anything, that the schoolwork's got to be a priority?
Yeah, they've always made it before football. They always said if I didn't have good grades, then I couldn't play football. And I think that's the reason why I have a high GPA and high test scores, because they've always made it extremely important to have good grades.
Yeah, no doubt. And talking about this football team here, a lot of good talent, especially linebacking core. You probably have one of the best frontline linebacking corps in South Florida. I mean, productivity tells a lot to me. That's the whole thing. And I watched you and Brown and Levison last year enough to know that you guys make life tough on any offenses. Talk about that camaraderie. Have you built up a close friendship with the defense, with the defense, as far as, coming together and, through this whole pandemic, keeping close with them, maybe Zoom call, maybe text, things like that?
Yeah, I think we're all very close friends. I mean, we see each other every day in the locker room. But I've definitely called Trey a bunch of times over the quarantine. I didn't really get to see him as much because, like, coronavirus and stuff. I just wanted to stay safe and stay at home. But I think we all have a great relationship, and we work very well together in drills. And if one of us makes a mistake, one of us will kind of check the other one and just say, like, kind of fix it and just encourage each other instead of bringing each other down.
Right, no doubt. Jack O'Keefe talking with us, linebacker from Cardinal Gibbons High School in Fort Lauderdale. And probably the best thing is you open up the other night. Give me a critique of what you thought about yourself the other night. I mean, obviously you're going to be rusty. You haven't played in months and months and months. But against a good team like Pace, talk about what you think that you need to work on before game two.
I think I just need to get to the ball faster. I made one mistake at defensive end where I just got caught in the mesh with the quarterback and the running back and turned my hips inside. So I definitely need to work on just staying home and waiting for the quarterback to pull the ball.
Yeah.
But I think I had a pretty good game. I just tried to get to the ball as fast as I can, and I don't think I had a lot of time to prepare as I did in previous years. But I think with the time that me and the team had, I think we did a very good job with 2 or 3 weeks of practice. I think everybody tried their best and just played great.
Make it happen. Before I let you go, I can't let you get away without talking about wrestling. What got you interested in wrestling? Because I'm a big I think it says a lot about athletes who wrestle in high school. I think it does nothing but great things for you. Tell me how you started that.
Oh, well, I actually was born in New Jersey, where wrestling is a much more popular sport than in Florida.
Sure.
And so I just grew up wrestling for probably, I think, 4 years, and then I moved to Georgia and wrestled, and I just stopped when I came to Florida. And Coach Patano was walking around the hallways, and he saw me, and he said I needed 220. So I was just like, why not? Like, I used to wrestle. I think I can help them out. So I just went out there and tried to help my school and my program. And I love contact sports. Like, I also play rugby. So it was just something else to do to keep me in shape and get me to be a more physical player.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just, I think up in Jersey and Pennsylvania and areas like that, they wrestle probably since they're 5 and 6 years old, and that's all they do. They won't play, you know, they're not, they don't mix a lot of sports. They don't play football. I mean, if you're a nationally rated wrestler, obviously, you know, a kid that's going to go to Blair or one of those schools, you're not going to, you know, although the kid Singletary did. He played at Blair. He played football and wrestled as well. He went on to Ohio State. But you take a look at now. If I gave you a wish list, what are a couple of schools that that excite you
for football?
Yeah.
I like University of Florida, University of North Carolina, University of Pittsburgh, University of Miami, Florida State. UCF, Cincinnati is a really nice school. I went up there for a summer and took a tour there.
Nice.
Louisville.
Got some good schools in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll keep you out there, Jack. I appreciate you taking some time this evening. I think If people haven't watched you play, they deserve to. I mean, you, from the beginning of that game to the end, there's not a harder worker on that field. You take no plays off. For what you do on the football field, I admire it tenfold for what you do in the classroom. Again, man, thanks so much. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Not a problem. Jack O'Keefe, linebacker, Gibbons High School. Tough kid. I mean, no two ways, no 10 ways around it. I mean, big-time football talent. Obviously, he's one of those guys that it just needs for people to watch him. I mean, you know, I mean, a lot of people have seen him, and he's rated. This has a lot to do with the pandemic, because what he's matured into now is crazy. And certainly head coach Matt DeBuck and his staff have done a great job, and big win to start the year out with after all those months of waiting. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And our great friends at AutoNation, always talk about them for a reason. They've made this show possible, made a lot of things in South Florida and throughout the state possible. Every AutoNation pink plate on the road gets us one step closer to finding a cure for cancer. So AutoNation is thanking you by giving you more for your car at a time you can need it. Right now, appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle online or in store. You'll get a chance to get a check right on the spot that you could deposit right away. And during these times, that's just big. So why sell your car anywhere else? Turn your car into cash today at AutoNation. And if you need service, AutoNation service tech experts are ready to help. Oil change, tires, batteries, collision repair, and a lot more. Whatever service you need, AutoNation tech experts can do it all, and all for less. Plus, and gotta listen to this, they sanitize every vehicle service. So you stay safe from the time you drive in to the time you leave. Schedule service, appraise your car, or the AutoNation nearest you. Visit AutoNation.com and drive pink. When we come back, we'll talk more about the University of Miami game, looking to recruiting. Stephon Adams will be joining us in about 10 minutes or so. We'll come back, chat a little bit about some of the other things going on. And don't forget, after Stephon Adams at 7:45, Oscar Castaneda from OKC Kicking. We'll talk about some of your favorite kickers that are kicking everywhere, even in college. Jose Borregales, we'll talk a little bit how his career started. So we're excited about that. Don't go away. We're coming right back.
I strung young and dumb, yeah, we had no fear. Way back when we said we'd both be millionaires.
Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Show Monday evening edition. Our powered and driven all over the place by AutoNation. Larry Bluestein along with Dan Day. Thanks so much to Jack O'Keefe for joining us in the first segment. Did an awesome job, I tell you. If you watch that kid, you're going to find out that more Power 5, he even listed a lot of Power 5 kids. So, yeah, solid, solid talent and has grades. So that's what you kind of look out for, you know, because a coach, that's the first thing. Go, yeah, I see him play, but how is he in the classroom? When you can say, well, he's like a 3-6, okay, that's case is closed. Well, one case isn't closed. Last Saturday night, University of Miami traveling up to Death Valley, and it wasn't pretty, but I think a lot of people in the know understood what Clemson would do. You know, in a game like that, especially with some new faces on Miami, and they certainly did. And there's ways you could look at that game in a billion different, you know, vantage points. But the way I look at it is you just have to learn from it. You got Pitt this week. You have a really good team. Just the depth and frontline talent is not yet in that Clemson stratosphere. Stephon Adams covers the Hurricanes year-round, recruiting, games, everything. He is kind enough from Canes Insight to join us this evening. Stephon, thanks so much for taking the time.
Absolutely, Larry. What's going on?
Well, just kind of breaking down, listening to 1,000 different experts over the last 2.5 days break down Miami's game against Clemson. The way I looked at it from the beginning, it's just Miami has kids, but right now Clemson's got men, and they've got a lot of depth, and they've been at this winning for a while, and it's not just going to go away overnight. And certainly Miami needs to learn from this instead of, you know, fans hanging their heads in shame. It's just a learning step to getting back up to this point again, where next time it won't be a question.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, like we always say, you know, the Miami fans, the fan base, they always want it right away. They always want that. And that's just the tradition of Miami. And, you know, there's good and good sides to that, also downsides. But, you know, the reality was just Miami was not at that level of championship caliber, like where Clemson is and has been for the past 2 years. And, it's, you know, sadly, they were a 6-7 team last year. It may be hard to forget after this quick start of 3-0 and being in the top 10, but you know, that's just the reality, and they had a ton of question marks coming into the year, and I think they should be proud of those first three games they played. They answered a lot of those questions, and they've really played well in those first three games, but you know, they're just not really at that playoff, college football playoff level. And, you know, that expectation is just was not realistic coming into this year. And that's a position they would have been in if they beat Clemson, top number one team in the country. They're already top 10. So at that point, you got to be thinking college football playoff. But right now, I think they just got to take their lumps. And, you know, the first three games are an indication. A lot of progress has been made, especially beating the teams that they're supposed to beat, and just maintaining that focus and proper intensity and preparation week in, week out, and having those leaders help build up the team, guys like De'Aaron King and on down the line. So if UM just continues to build on those like core foundational principles, I don't think it's going to be very long till you see them competing with the Clemsons of the world.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And then you take into consideration, too, that the players that you're looking to, not to mention any names, but guys that are supposed to step up aren't stepping up. And when they're given the opportunity to make catches and advance the chains and keep, you know, keep the offense. Because, I mean, that, I don't care what anyone says. I mean, De'Aaron King is a bona fide superstar. He is. You put him behind Notre Dame, or you put him behind, you know, one of those experienced offensive lines with playmakers, this kid will run away with the Heisman. With Miami, he's having to do a lot by himself. He's got a tight end that everybody in the world knows about. He's got a pretty good running game, but when your offensive line is getting blown back 3 and 4 yards, your running game looks a lot like 2019 again. And that's what happened for the most part. They had no balance. They had nothing. But to me, De'Aaron King is one of those guys that you could learn from. But this is what I'm saying, and people don't understand, Stefan. The one thing that I'm saying is that these younger kids got to start stepping up now, because look who leaves next year. You lose 8 seniors, and all those kids in the transfer portal are gone. So, and those are right now, including your kicker, your quarterback, you have a lineman, but he's younger. But I'm talking about some of the guys that they got, your 2 defensive ends, and then your actual seniors, like Cam Harris, I'm sure, is going to leave after this year. So a lot of – and then Brevin Jordan. So you're losing 6-7 playmakers. So you got to find a way that they're going to be able to be comfortable enough to step in.
Yeah, and that just goes back to like the challenges of building up a sustainable program, right? You know, just the nature of college football. You're going to have losses every year, and it's about reloading that talent instead of taking maybe a year or two to rebuild. And those are the types of programs that like Clemson that have done so well in doing that, or that you don't see them have down years because they have that built-in depth ready to go right away. And you just hopefully Miami can be able to build that up as time goes along. And that just is all part of the territory of becoming a great program and a dynasty in a way. But I think a lot of what you're talking about is very true. It's something I've been talking about. I think the Canes' lack of wide receiver development was really never more apparent in this game. They only had 5 catches combined as a wide receiver unit. And I just think that's something that's just a major, major issue that's holding back the rest of the offense right now. Because when you take away that Miami ground game, it really just kills the rest of the offense like Clemson did. And, you know, that's what something they did so well. Miami's really relied a lot on that running game so far this year. They were, I believe, 11th in the country coming to the game running the ball. So once that Clemson DL, something they've been so good, you know, developing over the years, that defensive line at Clemson, once they took over, up front, it was just really hard, and you didn't see the wide receivers getting open enough, making plays, and it kind of, spiraled out of control throughout the rest of the team. And then also the Clemson offensive line was an area where I thought Miami could really be able to take advantage of them coming in. That's a unit that relative to Clemson's recent success, they struggled a little bit early in the season. They had 4 or 5 new starters. They're rushing for 80 yards less per game coming into the game. And they really completely dominated up front in terms of the offensive line, protecting Trevor Lawrence, only 1 sack given up. And they rushed for a season-high 258 yards, and they really just were able to set the tone of the game in the trenches, control the pace and flow of the game. So just looking at those aspects alone was a little disappointing, just looking at areas where Miami could have done better. But, it's just something that they need to build on and learn from going forward, and because they still have a chance to have a really great season in 2020.
Yep. They do. Stefan Adams joining us, Canes Insight. Also, you take a look at a lot of these kids, like you said. I mean, the schedule in no way is going to be a cakewalk, because you still got to play a very good North Carolina team and a Georgia Tech team that's improving every week. And you lost to them at home last week, and or last year, Virginia Tech. another team that could bite you a little bit. NC State has got kids. So you got to be, you got to be up for A games every week. I mean, it's got to be you have to have that Clemson mindset every week, or a Pitt will come in here at 12 noon on a Saturday when no one's watching and nip you in the butt. I mean, it happens. I mean, they're a good defensive team. What does Miami need to do in your estimation, Stefan, to guard against some of these things from happening? And obviously, we're going to go right back to making plays.
Yeah, but I think it really starts off the field and during the week of preparation and staying focused. And I think that's something that Miami really, really struggled with a lot, just from like talking to people around the program and, you know, trying to pinpoint the areas that you can really, you know, take that next step in quickly. You know, what's something that Miami can really do quickly to, you know, take that next step? And, you know, the most common answer was always talking about just being prepared and staying focused week in and week out and just doing the right things off the field and working hard and just the things of that nature. And, you know, that Miami has such a – but most a lot of the teams in the ACC, I think I agree with you. I think the ACC has improved this year, and especially, you know, watching North Carolina put up so many points, that's going to be an interesting game as well. But yep. Just from a week-to-week basis, yeah, for me, it's always been, you know, having those leaders in the locker room that's going to have everyone, you know, fall in line and do what they're supposed to do week in and week out. And that's something that De'Aaron King has been so great at this first month of the season. And that's what Miami's really improved on, I think, just from last season, is being able to stay focused and just do the right things week in and week out. And when you have that head guy at the top at quarterback, and it's something that Jaren Williams struggled with last year, just not doing the right things off the field and losing right. focus throughout the week, is when you have that guy that is that you know is going to come to every game, and you know he's going to be prepared, you know what you're going to get from him, he's going to have that consistency, that just gives the rest of the team so much more confidence, and it makes you want to work harder and do what you're supposed to do. And I think, you know, if they continue that that mindset throughout the year, they're going to just be so much better in terms of, you know, avoiding those letdown games throughout the year, maybe against a team that maybe is a solid ACC team, but should not be competing with Miami based on talent-wise.
Yeah, no, I agree. If they want to follow you during the course of the week and the months, how do they do it?
Absolutely. You can go to canesinsight.com. Like you mentioned, we're always covering games, recruiting, message boards, always popping. So you can see us over at canesinsight.com or at canesinsight on Twitter. Always a lot of good content and stuff going on there. So hope you join us.
Good stuff. Stefan, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Stefan Adams, Canes Insight. Great, very, very valuable. He has always a really good perspective on everything. Everybody, you know, there you see a lot of these. I mean, nothing wrong with being a fan, but you have to be realistic. And there's just no way in was Miami going to beat Clemson. It's just two years ahead, okay? 2 years ahead. And 2 years from now, Miami could beat them. Miami continues to do what they've done recruiting-wise, transfer portal-wise, coaching-wise. They'll be right in the game. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute. The experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. And as I've told you all night, tell you every week, I tell you on Friday morning with Joe Rose at 7:20, Auto Nation has stepped up and made South Florida High School Sports.com what it is today in this radio show. Every Auto Nation pink plate on the road gets us one step closer to finding a cure for cancer. So Auto Nation is thanking you by giving you more for your car. Appraisers will pay you top dollar for your vehicle online and in store. You'll get a check on the spot that you could deposit right away. And everybody, I mean, that's music to everybody's ears. So why sell your car anywhere? Just turn your car into cash today at Auto Nation. And if you need service, AutoNation's service tech experts are ready to help. Oil changes, tires, batteries, collision repairs, and much more. Whatever your service needs, AutoNation tech experts can do it all and all for less. Plus, and you got to listen to this. This would take me in there. They sanitize every vehicle service. So when you drive off, it's as clean as when you got there. To schedule service, appraised car, or for the AutoNation store nearest you, visit AutoNation.com and drive pink. Don't forget, we're closing things out a few minutes. Oscar Castaneda. If you wonder how some of those kickers are doing, this is somebody that we're going to talk to. He started a lot of those guys. The Borregales brothers, former Miami High kicker, now runs OKC Kicking. When we come back, we'll talk to Oscar. Yes, sir. This is the thing that they wind things down with at the end of the night. Dan Day does probably as good a job as anybody. Back to wrap things up with you on a South Florida High School sports show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, we've been driving this thing through Auto Nation and uhealthsportsmedicine.com. So we've kind of traversed our way right here the last about 10 minutes of the show and saving the best for last, as we always do. One thing about special teams is until you have them, you don't know how good it is. Because as the University of Miami finding out this year with almost an automatic kicker and Jose Borregales, and it is getting better and better in South Florida. We have two of the best kickers in the country, lots of outstanding punters, and somebody who's been right at that center of all that growth, as we talk today, Oscar Castaneda from OKC Kicking is kind enough to join us. Oscar, thanks so much for taking the time. And, 10 years ago, none of this ever existed. You had a few kickers, a few coaches, and that was it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Larry, for having me on your show.
This has all grown up so much, the special teams phase. Punters, kickers, holders, snappers, everything. When you came out of Miami High, it was nothing like this. You probably had to go and kick and retrieve thousands of footballs. Talk about the change and how it's come about and what has dictated that we have such great specialists here in South Florida.
Well, when I was kicking at Miami High, of course, none of these, showcases, camps, and all that new stuff even existed. You know, it was just the kicker itself, trying to teach its own, something that happened to me. I was pretty much self-taught, and it was just, you and probably two balls at most, kick them, go get them, get as many reps as possible. But nowadays, with all these showcases being around, that's how the kicking game has, it just took off,
Right.
It's more exposure for these kids, and everybody knows that kicking is always overlooked, and just with these showcases and these kids putting in the work and, they're not cheap, of course. So spending all that money, that's how they're getting their name out there. And, thank God, I'm coaching all these kids here in South Florida, especially here in Miami. And,
right.
A lot of these kids have put their name on the map, when it comes nationwide.
Oscar, when you talk about this, though, this is a lot, even though it's aimed for a team sport, it's a lot like a father who has a golfer or a tennis player. It's almost individual because of the fact that you have to do your own work. There's not a lot of people that are other than a snapper and a holder. You have to work on your kicking. You have to work on your steps. You have to, and as a punter, the same way. So there's a lot put into this. I mean, these kids will go out there and kick hundreds of footballs on weekends and probably have everybody that they know filming them. It was never like that. I mean, if you wanted someone to film you back in the day, you'd have to go grab your little Instamatic movie camera and go out there and take a few reels. But now you automatically see what you do right or wrong because you could show them, either on your phone or a video screen or something. So these kids learn right away. So they could correct things a lot sooner than we had to.
Yeah, I mean, with the new technology nowadays, of course, it makes it a lot easier for them and, of course, also for us as coaches. You know, one thing about me and something that I focus on a lot, probably 120% of the time, is technique. You know, if you want to become a great kicker, you have to have the right technique. You know, I mean, I always say it on my posts, it's always technique over strength. You know, you could come and kick 80-yard field goals and, you know, I'm not really going to be impressed if the technique is not right behind the kick, you know. And that's right. What I focus on these kids, you know. Perfect example, you mentioned it earlier, the Borregales brothers. You know, they've been with me for going on 13 years. You know, that's how it all started. And if you look at their technique, it's just flawless, you know. And I have other kickers here in South Florida and Dade County, you know, and thankfully it's expanded to Broward and Palm Beach County, where I'm getting all kinds of athletes that are coming in, putting in the work, listening, you know, and just working on their craft for hours. And like you said earlier, kicking, I have like over 80 footballs. So if you come to a session with me, you know, in a matter of an hour, they're going to kick over 100 balls, you know. And that's how I'm a strong believer that repetition, especially in this craft, makes you better. And, you know, it's just a blessing being able to help these young men, you know, excel and also reach their dreams to take their talents to the next level.
Yep, no doubt. Oscar Castaneda is our guest. OKC kicking camps is what he does. And let's talk about Jose Borregales, since the fans are a lot of UM fans listen to our program. Let's take him back from day one. Was he a soccer kid? Did he always have a strong leg? Talk about how he's developed.
Well, that is a long story. I mean, I could sit here for hours and just talk about how we met and our relationship, which I think is more than just a coach and a athlete relationship. It's more of a family thing. And well, it all started, I was taking my son to practice one day, and he was playing at the Doral Broncos. And I was just walking towards the field, and I see him and his father, you know, working on kicking. And I remember, I told my wife, I'm going to go help this young man out, not knowing what the results were going to be, because you never know. They'll probably tell me, no, never mind, whatever. But I approached them. I told them that I wanted to help out because I see things that he's doing wrong. And you know, they said, no problem. And then from there on, it was a takeoff, you know. Yes, awesome. He played soccer all his life. He always had the strong leg, you know, and the technique just came naturally, you know. And it was something that we will work on a daily, and we will be on a Sunday morning. I'm never going to forget. We were there every Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning for 2 hours, just working and working and working. And it's just, you know, and little Andy too. Andy at that time was 5 years old, if I'm not mistaken. And I had Andy kicking right off the goal line barefooted. He used to love kicking barefooted, you know, because that's a drill that I have just to show the kickers that they're having bad contact with the ball and stuff. So he used to love that. At the age of five, that's how that kid just, you know, just also learned really quick. You know, and both of them were huge UM fans. I remember asking Andy, what's your favorite school? And the first thing he would do is throw the U sign.
Nice.
You know,
nice.
And it was, you know, something that, you know, when I saw that and I started seeing the progress myself, you know, kicking – before that, kicking wasn't, you know, after I graduated from high school and ended up, you know, unfortunately dropping out of college, you know, I was just, you know, focused on my family and trying to raise my kids, and kicking wasn't really it for me at that time. But once, you know, this relationship with the Borregales started, it just motivated me, and, you know, it brought the desire to want to coach kicking again, because it's always been
a passion,
you know,
I'm sure.
How do you say it? It's a passion, exactly. It's a passion. Yeah. You know, and now coaching all these other athletes that I have now, you know, I mean, they're, you know, the Borregales are top of the line, but I have kids like right now, my class of 21, by far in the, I think, 8 years that I've opened OKC are probably one of the best I've had. You know, we're
good
talking
stuff.
About Joshua Lopez, the All Academy. Amazing kid, has been a varsity starter since the eighth grade. Alejandro Prado, Christopher Columbus, a triple threat, amazing leg. Yeah. You know, we
good group,
have
good
Diego
group.
Navia
Real
from
good.
Palmetto.
All right, Coach, let me, because we're coming up against a break, but I wanted to make sure if anybody's interested, how do they get in touch with you at OKC Kicking?
To get a hold of me, they could just follow me on my social media, OKC Kicking Camp, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. And then just DM me there, and we'll just, you know, build up a relationship, and we'll start working.
Good stuff. Again, Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see you plenty.
Thank you very much, Larry. Have a good night.
Good stuff. That'll be it. That'll wrap it up. Dan Day, thanks so much for everything here on this Monday evening. We'll be back next Monday with you. Don't forget, all the interviews will be up on WQAM.com. Go to the top on demand. Come down to South Florida High School, and you'll see all of them. That's it. We have no more time. See you next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.